PHOÖ International. Studierende und Lehrende der Pädagogischen Hochschule Oberösterreich blicken über den Tellerrand und berichten von ihren Erfahrungen. Ein Podcast produziert von Maria Michelmann, Birgit Rosenauer und Christian Kogler. Zehn Studierende und drei Kolleginnen der Charles-Universität Prag waren von 1. bis 4. April zu Gast an der PH Oberösterreich. Sie nahmen an Lehrveranstaltungen teil und besuchten die Distervik-Schule, die Otto-Glöckl-Schule und das Adalbert-Stifter-Gymnasium, um einen Überblick über verschiedene Schultypen zu bekommen.
It's a Comenius program. It's about visiting other countries and visiting schools abroad, which means that we take some students from our university and let them observe lessons in other countries. There will be basically students coming in or going to five different countries. And we are the second group. The first was in Slovenia, the second is in Austria, and the third one, we don't know yet which country they will choose. The students are from different departments, and basically we want to observe the competences of teachers, how they teach, how they behave, and speak and about it, reflect it in connection to our framework of teachers' competencies.
Mm-hmm. I am art education didactics, and I'm here with my students from my art education department, and we want to see how teachers teach here. It's interesting for us because the whole project is based on competences, teachers' competences, and especially maybe the education field competency is quite interesting for us also. We haven't seen many about the education field competencies, but really, really many about other competencies, about communication competency, about competencies, social competencies, and so on. So it was interesting for me.
Mm-hmm. Jan, you are the third, kind of from the teacher side. As far as I heard, I think you are a practice school teacher. Is that correct? Or what is your role in the program?
I think I'm here mainly to observe. I've just finished qualification last year for a kind of a new role in education. I would translate it as something like a accompanying teacher. So that got me into closer cooperation with the faculty and with our department where I graduated. But I've been teaching for 6 years, fourth year now at a grammar or gymnasium school in Prague, and I was invited to accompany my colleagues as someone who has been teaching and maybe to compare it with some reality from school nowadays.
And what's your kind of, what would be the result? I mean, there's still one school missing. The grammar school is still missing. You were in a primary school. You were in a secondary one school, middle school, so to say. And both schools with a special kind of, they are a little bit in some way special because they have a very, very high percentage of migrant population, like up to 90%. Children who do not originally come from Austria or who have definitely not German as a mother tongue, and some of them just arrived, so they still don't have very much German yet. So what would you say was the most beneficial for you, what you learned?
The youngest students that I teach, they are about 11 years old, so for me it was interesting to see, you know, how you deal with such much younger children. And for me, maybe probably the most interesting idea in practice was the program they have on Otto Glockenschule. I like that idea of children exploring the local areas and living something for real in real world, and then maybe trying to afterwards didacticize it as something that you can have real thoughts and experiences about, and I like that a lot, and I was already thinking that I should maybe integrate that into my art education lessons, because I tried that some time ago with some architect studio that is residing next to our school, and I think I should focus on this more. So I find it very beneficial, this experience from this school, Otto Glockenschule.
Mm-hmm. A question to all of you. What can we learn in Austria from the Czech Republic?
I think it's a difficult question, because we just haven't had chance to see much. But one difference we have noticed is, for example, that we have mostly a psychologist in each school, which means that there is some kind of support for both teachers and students or children, and a day-to-day life with the psychologists who can help. And as we have heard, it's not the case here in Austria.
Mm-hmm. And very interesting was that you are teaching in tandems, mostly. There are two teachers in the one classroom. It's not quite often in our republic, but we have assistants. We have one teacher and assistants, which is not teacher. He's not teacher. He has only some course and things like that. And he or she is helping with some technical things in the classroom. That's also fine, because it could be cheaper maybe to pay them.
Anything from you, Jan, or?
It was interesting to also see your colleagues on the Pedagogische Hochschule, and I myself went through education, bachelor and master at this department, so I am in contact with my former pedagogues, and I've had some practice now as a teacher myself, so it was interesting to compare it with what I went through and with how I know that my colleagues at the university are trying to prepare our students. So I cannot say, we saw a little bit, but I like that we try to exchange experiences also on this level. So I have to think about it, but I like that we weren't only in the lower institutions, schools. I also like this, that you allowed us to look into your own backyard.
So this is for the podcast, yeah? So the podcast, I was just saying, the podcast has a different audience, so I'd like to do it. So what's your name?
My name's Sarah.
So Sarah, you've been here in Linz now since Tuesday, and you visited schools and courses at our university. So what's your impression so far?
Oh, Austria is absolutely beautiful. The school system seems very intriguing. I know that it's not perfect in any country, but the one that it's in Austria, I like it a lot.
So, Susanna, you've been in Austria now since Monday. So what's kind of the impression so far of the things you saw?
It was really interesting for me. It's a great experience. We have seen two schools. The most interesting thing for me was how many children of different language than Deutsch are there. There are so many children who don't speak German in their families. And the ways how the teachers work with them is something new for me.
Well, we have visited two schools, and we also visited some lecturers at the university, at your Hochschule. And we have also reflected with our students what we have seen.
And what's your impression in, well, it's nearly the last day, tomorrow will be the last day, so what's your impression so far?
From the schools, the impression is that the atmosphere in schools are really, really friendly and friendly and really positive. And from the Hochschule, also the students are really welcoming, the whole staff and academicians. So we are really happy that we can be here.
Das war PHOÖ International. Abonniere und sei dabei.